Welcome to Business Breakdown, the podcast where we dissect the world of business, sharing insights and strategies to help you thrive in the English-speaking business world. In recent Cleveland Cliffs news, pertinent developments have been unfolding within the steel industry. It's been reported that U.S. Steel rejected a substantial $7.3 billion buyout offer from Cleveland Cliffs, sending their shares shooting upwards as they continue to explore other possible options. This move seems to be impacted heavily by the rejection. In an ambitious effort to unite these two Fortune 500 players, Cleveland Cliffs CEO, Lorenzo Gonsalves, proposed a bold $7.2 billion buyout bid targeted specifically at U.S. Steel. The objective of this audacious proposition is to further amplify their standing in the steel industry and strengthen their dominance in the U.S. market. As both entities operate within the steel sector, this potential merger could cause significant repercussions for the industry. It's yet to be confirmed if U.S. Steel will reconsider their initial rejection and take into account the substantial proposition. As this situation develops, we will continue to provide close updates on the story. In Goldman Sachs news, CEO David Solomon is under scrutiny due to criticism concerning his management style and the company's recent performance struggles. As Solomon faces these challenges, it remains uncertain how he will navigate the company through these testing times. Interestingly, former Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein has dispelled rumors that he offered to return to the company to provide help in the wake of these struggles. Switching gears to a more inclusive perspective at workplaces, five key factors have been identified to make environments more welcoming for trans individuals: the importance of using correct pronouns, providing gender-neutral facilities, promoting education and awareness, implementing inclusive policies, and fostering a supportive culture. These factors are being hailed as quintessential for fostering inclusive work environments. Next up in Joe Biden news, fears are growing over China's shadow banking industry with the failure of a linked trust associated with a prominent wealth manager, Zhongzhe. This failure to meet payments has amplified concerns not just for China's financial stability, but also for the looming risk it brings to the global market. Shadow banking, known for operating beyond traditional banking regulations, can carry substantial economic risks if poorly managed, escalating concerns about the transparency and solidity of this sector. Shifting focus to the UK, recent reports show a technical glitch that affected the real-time gross settlement service and high-value CHAPS payment system. Fortunately, the issue has been promptly resolved, assuring the seamless operation of the payment system. On an uplifting note, UK employers are reportedly planning salary increases, a development eagerly awaited by workers who underwent financial difficulties throughout the pandemic. This move could lead to a boost in consumer spending and, in turn, stimulate the economy. Lastly, growing unrest in Moscow is noteworthy as the Russian ruble's value continues to drop, eliciting worries among its citizens and economists. This development calls for attention as it progressively unfolds. That's today's news summary. Keep tuning in for more updates on Joe Biden and beyond. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the fascinating world of business. And remember, success in the business world is not just about profits, but also about making a positive impact on people's lives.